Holy freaking crap, what was that?
What do we even hit?
Why?
Oh, I hope that wasn't like a really ugly person.
Why would you cross right there?
Oh, crap. I think we killed it. Are we murderers now?
We're murderers. We're murderers. Great. We murder. You know, I thought it would take longer than 20 seconds before that happened.
Welcome back, everyone, to Ladies of Leet. This is episode 120, and this is the podcast where we talk all things video games. I'm Nicole.
I'm Kim.
And I think I'm a murderer. I'm Stephanie.
I hope that wasn't a really ugly person.
It was a skag.
Did you guys say it was a skag?
No, I think I said, what about the car?
I think I said, yeah, that's no, exactly I said, what I said it was a skag. If you're wondering what we're talking about the new game that just was released last week, Tales from the Borderland by Telltale, which surprise, we'll be talking about that today, along with, the new Dragon Age. I'm assuming that you're talking about the third one, Kim.
What did I go back?
You just said Dragon Age.
Yes. Inquisition.
World of Warcraft, the Lego Movie video game. We have some iPhone games, a little bit of email. Do we have any news? Yeah, we got a little bit of news. So we had a nice long little break. Thanksgiving, we were going to do a show Thanksgiving week, and then just craziness hit, and I was like, my brain's about to melt. I can't. And honestly, all I had been playing was Warcraft. So it was going to be.
Yes.
It just, that's all I'm playing now, honestly.
I have not even upgraded yet.
What?
I have it. I haven't had time. So I haven't even I have it. I have the CE. Okay. I just have not upgraded yet. Well, it's like, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
As bad as previous Warcraft was, this has upped the I don't know, OCD level, like, that much harder, because every day I have to sign in.
I do, too. Multiple times.
Garrison Falls or something to do. Like, oh, my God.
I need an iOS app for this.
Yes.
For the followers. That's all I need. Just give me the follower iOS app, and that would be awesome.
Yes. Because I'd be raking in the resources all day long, then.
I know.
Instead of, just falling there. Seriously, you gotta jump in, because this is awesome.
How many followers do you have?
So on my main, I've maxed out at 20.
Is that how many you can have?
It all depends on how much you upgrade your garrison. So your garrison, if you hit level 3 on your garrison, you can have an extra 5.
Okay.
So at some point I hit the max. I had 21 out of 20, so I had to deactivate someone. I had to say, I'm sorry. It's been fun.
Boot them out. Get out of here, bum.
Yeah, why don't you go sit over there for a while.
The garrison and the followers and the resources, I just love it. I love it so much, and I'm questing more than I think I ever did. Like, I don't even want to leave an area until I've completed everything and found every little nook and cranny, because I will just find stuff just randomly in the world. And I'll find pets. I'll find garrison resources. I'm always looking for, like, that purple shade. Oh, Stephanie dropped again.
Oh, no.
Poor Stephanie.
Yeah.
Oh, there you are. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So, yeah, I'm really enjoying exploring every nook and cranny of the world. And I'm always looking for, like, a purple hazed object, because I'm like, ooh, treasure, treasure. It's like treasure hunting.
And I love finding all the elites, the rares, everywhere, because they always drop something. Always.
And
but it's always the same thing.
And, well, sometimes I drop pets, gear, toys.
I've gotten toys. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I just love it so much. I can't stop playing.
What I've seen, too, is that when you kill an elite, it'll show up under your missions for your followers. Like, I'll kill some rare, and then it'll show up as a mission for my followers to do. Like it's a strange connection.
Oh, neat.
I was like, all right.
Yeah, Kim, so you're going to open a whole Pandora's box with this game.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I don't know if I even have time to open
find
up this game.
You will find the time.
Huge time sink.
I was up till 2 a.m.
What level are you now?
Okay, so here's my dirty little secret.
All right.
We all met on the Horde side on Earthen Ring. I moved one of my boosted 90s to Alliance. I've only been leveling her.
Oh no!
So she's not level 98, and my tune on it's so funny because my tune on the Horde side is still level 90, but I picked up 3 followers, so all I do is go and make
those resources.
Those 3 followers are like level 100, 100.
So what is a follower? Tell me what a follower is, because I don't even know, because I haven't even got in yet.
So your followers are just basically people you're recruiting in your garrison. You remember like in Assassin's Creed where you would recruit assassins and you would send them out to do exactly like that?
So they're NPCs.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. That is really cool.
But you can get that. You can actually, they're in your garrison, so you can actually go up to them. And have them
not on a mission,
right? Follow them around.
Chilling. They're just chilling in your in your garrison.
Hang out with me, and you walk around, and you're just walking around with them. And at first, I'm like, why is he with me? And because as soon as you leave the garrison, they disappear.
When you upgrade your garrison to level 2, some of your followers who have the bodyguard trait will then actually be able to follow you and go on missions with you.
Oh, I didn't know they could go on missions with me because I've there was one guy. He hangs out at the lumber mill, which that's that right there. I got rid of the barracks and I replaced it with the lumber mill. And that has been really important because then I can just chop down trees and build more resources. And so.
So what the interesting thing with the garrison is my style of gameplay used to be that I was like a village unto myself. Like all of my characters would support each other. Now with the garrison, you kind of become more self-sufficient. When you level up your garrison, you get an herb garden, you get a fishing hut, you can put in a barn so that you can collect fur. You can obviously get a stable so you can do mounts. You get a mine so that you can get ore. You really do start becoming self-sufficient and, you know, able to support yourself.
I had put in a barn, and then I read that I needed a lumber mill first. And so all you do is drag the, lumber mill over what you built. It takes about an hour.
It is tricky because there are more buildings than spots. So you have to look at that and say, which one's going to help me more? Right now everybody's swimming in ore because everybody's got a mine. So that's no big deal.
Yeah,
The other thing that they changed is, how cooking works, right? And fishing. The fishing's kind of weird because you'll catch like 10 of something, but that's not the actual item. You have to kind of cut them open and then you get the meat,
right?
And the meat then allows you to cook, and as you cook you get recipes revealed to you, like literally scrolls appear in your inventory.
Oh neat.
So
yeah,
as
I haven't
I'm
been
cooking,
messing with cooking
I'm,
at all
yeah I'm watching my inventory fill up with all these recipe scrolls. I'm like, what the heck is that? So they've changed how the cooking works, but now my bags, which were gloriously empty thanks to the resource bank, are now clogged with dead fish and fish bait and all this weirdness. So there went all my empty bag space. It's all
I just unlocked the herb garden.
Oh yes.
And I unlocked the fishing hut or whatever. What I think is 96 that unlocks, or 95, something like that. And they sent me like into an area that I haven't even been to. I'm like, so I went there one day. I'm like, where the hell are these fish eggs?
You're right.
I'm looking around. I can't find the freaking fish eggs. So I'm like, just go back to what I was
What's
doing.
Nice is when you're on that quest, what'll happen is a bait for that type of fish will appear in your bag. and then you just put that on your lure, and then you can start catching those fish.
Gotcha.
But the eggs only appear when you get 20 or 10, depending on the fish, and then cut them open.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's where all that stuff appears. Yeah, so it isn't just something that you catch. You have to catch the fish and then cut them open and get the stuff.
It's really interesting to me now, Kim. What professions do you currently have on your tune, Kim?
Oh, I'm. Are you guys like?
Yeah, I'm trying to include you here.
No, it cut out.
Oh, did
I
it?
I was like, are they talking? Yeah. Are they? I'm sorry. Yeah, you guys cut out. Sorry about that.
That's all right. No. So what I was saying is the way that they're working the professions now in this expansion, leatherworking and skinning, but because of the garrison, I'm also doing herbalism, mining. Mm-hmm. And of course, fishing is pretty standard. So you're kind of dipping your toes into a lot of different professions now, which is, I think it's kind of neat.
Yeah.
Well, so it's better. I mean, because I remember when we were playing stuff and you had two accounts and you had, what, 12 or how many characters could you have? 10?
Exactly.
You had like 20 characters that were all leveled out in all professions. And it's like, you know, so that's how you were self-sustaining, but for most of us, we couldn't do that. So that's actually pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I like
so
it.
So now I mix it up. Like, so in my mage, she has the barn to get fur because I need believe it or not, I need fur to make the cloth.
Mm-hmm.
And then on my other tunes, I have the lumber mill and, you know, and then the war mill and I'll have all that. So yeah, I got rid of the tavern. So the tavern gives you like daily quests, but most of them are dungeon related.
Yeah.
So if you're not running dungeons,
don't even worry about it.
So it wasn't a good choice for me early on. I can tell you that because I got rid of that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I'm enjoying
really loving it. And I did get my main up to 100. So my mage is now 100.
You're 100. Oh. I'm 98. What were you going to say, Kim?
Have you guys found any websites that help manage your garrison and stuff? Or is there anything
like
that?
I'm sure there is. I've been trying to go into this pretty clean.
To manage the garrison, no. But there's an excellent series of guides on WoWhead.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole guide for your garrison. And what's really cool is, I don't know if you've noticed this, in your followers list, you can see the grayed out ones or the ones you haven't gotten yet.
Oh, yeah.
So I found just walking around. I walk up to a dude like so here's one. His name is Blork, B-L-O-O-K, Blork, something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, he's just standing there. Like you, most people go left. And if you go right up the side of the mountain, he's just standing there. Mm. And if you beat him, he's your follower.
Yeah.
And
I've done that one with
a great one is Dag. So he's an early one on the Horde side, D-A-G-G. And he's an ogre rogue. And the way that you catch him is in the early starting area, Frostfire, you have to rescue him twice from being captured in a cage.
Mm.
So if you unleash him the first time and then later on you'll find him a second time, when you rescue him the second time, he shows up at your garrison with a little quest and says, I will be your follower.
See, on the Alliance side, I was just exploring different areas and I found a follower underneath a tree. I saved him. There was a log on him. I'm like,
that's nice.
I clicked the log. And he's like, oh, thanks for saving me. I'll be your follower. I'm like, okay, buddy.
That's really cool.
And when you get, this is the other cool thing that they've added. So when you get a follower, maybe new gear, there's a random roll that happens that will upgrade it. So your follower could be turned into a rare follower. So they'll be purple. Mm-hmm. Or your gear, like I'll fight an elite and it will randomly upgrade it to a purple. I'm like, that's so awesome.
I get so excited.
I love it.
And I'm like,
what happens with a purple follower? Is there something special that?
They have more abilities. I think they're stronger. Oh,
they're just stronger. Okay.
Yeah. Cause when you're sending them out, you see the boss that you're going to be fighting and they all have special abilities and certain followers have different abilities. And if you have somebody that has an ability, you put them up against them and say they're the same level, it'll say 100% chance that they will win. Mm-hmm. And if they didn't have the ability, maybe it's 77%. Or if they, you know, if they're a lower level, then it would be 20%.
Right? Okay.
So there's, you know, you kind of have to have some strategy on how you disperse and utilize your followers on all the quests that you have available. Right. And sometimes you'll get a rare quest that'll show up that might have a really cool piece of gear, or maybe like one quest I went on, I got an item that I could re-roll the abilities of my followers. So there's a whole bunch of different stuff that can happen.
Right.
Much to do.
If you have profession buildings, if you level them to level 2, then you can assign followers to those profession buildings if they have that profession.
Yeah.
So, for example, I have a follower whose profession is enchanting. So if he's not on a mission, I send him to go work in my enchanting hut. And that means I can do more work orders, right, which means more resources for me.
Yay!
Yeah.
Build the garrison!
So yeah, you become obsessed with your followers. Yeah. And of course I have an add-on that tells me when my other tunes are done. Like, hey, Gypsy Girls, the follower just finished. I'm like, whoops, time to switch. And then I'll switch back and
send them on it.
Yeah.
What
add-on is
like
that?
A lot.
Garrison. It is just called Garrison.
It's a slow build though. I mean, it's not like you get hit with this all at once.
It's very entertaining too. It's
so yeah. So with the Alliance, I started out in Shadow Moon Valley.
And which is so different.
It is
now.
So beautiful over there.
Oh my
too.
God!
One of the reasons
that it used to be.
And honestly, that was one of the reasons why Mark was like, "I really want to go back," because we originally started on Alliance. And he's like, "I really, you know, I heard Terpster on the instance, and he said it's really cool, and I really want to try it." I'm like, "Well, let's go try it." And it turns out there is a guild from Frog Pants over on the Alliance side on Earthen Ring. And it's the Tadpole Guild.
Yeah.
Guild. I was on the Glitch podcast a few weeks ago, and Alucard said, "Hey, we got a guild over on the Alliance side. Do you want to join?" I'm like, hell yeah. So it's nice to be in a guild, because originally, you know, Mark and I were just kind of rumming around getting random invites to guild. I'm like, oh God, I got to deal with this. All these random invites. So I was really happy to see that there is a Frog Pants guild over on the Alliance side too. Nice. It's small, but if you want to check out the Alliance side, you should definitely hit up the Tadpole Guild. It's really fun. I'm having a blast. So.
I'll get there eventually.
Join us.
I'm not ready yet to, and I think that's why I haven't activated or upgraded yet. It's because I've got too many games that I still want to play. I have games that I'm, plus just life has been happening, so it's been crazy, and I don't know.
So have you been playing a lot of Dragon Age Inquisition? Because that's one game that's on my list that I just like, I got to get my fill of World of Warcraft before I even move on
been playing a little. I haven't probably played, I've only just now gotten to the point that I'm starting to do side quests and stuff, you know, so I'm not that far into it.
And Stephanie, you're playing it too?
I am.
What?
Yes.
You're not even working, are you? You just took the whole month, right?
I don't see how you do it.
I feel like I need to invent a technology to play in my sleep because, seriously, I right now I'm in such overload of all these games I need to play. And, holy crud. I have to like force myself to stop. I'm like, oh my God, I want to keep playing. But I have to stop and give some time to the other games.
I'm curious, are the both of you enjoying Dragon Age?
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very much.
I will say this right now. I will put more hours into this game than I did to Skyrim. I can see this right now. And Skyrim was well over 255 hours.
Yeah.
So I can clearly see this game lasting so much longer for me. Oh,
and
my
it reminds me a lot of Skyrim. And I mean, it has a Skyrim feeling. When I was going through, I'm like, I kind of feel like I'm playing Skyrim right now. So it's very comforting.
The first forest you got to go into and start running around in, I was like, oh my God, I can just run. It looks so gorgeous. Oh my God.
And the faces.
Yes, the faces. And the combat's really, you know, pretty easy. It's you know, the standard, you know, you have your party and you can assign them. I just kind of like bull rush into it.
Yeah.
I don't really like assign my guys. Well, I mean, it's still early. But they have a ton of side quests that you just pick up as you're going along, and things to explore, and they have like crafting for you to do, and there's like supply reports that you can do. Like while they're out, they'll say, oh, you know, we really are kind of low on food. Can you go pick us up? You know, hey, and then while I'm out and about, I'll just kill some of these sheep and hey, there's some meat for you, that sort of thing.
And here's some iron and here's some things to pick up.
Here's some iron, exactly.
There's so much to do. But
do you have your horse yet?
I don't. I haven't gotten that far yet.
So good. So I got the collector's edition, which gave me horses and a unicorn.
A unicorn? Yes. You have a unicorn? Aww.
So I have a unicorn. And what's really cool is because the previous Dragon Ages did not have horses. So this is a first for them.
Yeah.
And I was kind of curious how it would react. I thought, you know, well, if I'm out with my party, how does it work? So what happens is once you do the quest to get your horse, you can just summon it at any point. And as soon as you summon it, your party kind of disappears completely. So it's just you riding your horse. And then when you dismount, your party's back. So it's very cool like that. The horse riding is not as good as Red Dead. Red Dead's like my high level mark. That's my. Did they get the horseback riding right?
The horseback riding.
horseback riding.
A horrible horse.
It's good. It's not Red Dead Redemption level, but it's good. The horseback riding is very entertaining. Cool.
I'm going to enjoy this game, but I don't feel like timing wise it's the right time for me. So I'm going to wait a while to play it because I feel if I start it now, I'll play a little bit of it and then I'll get sucked back into Warcraft or Tales from the Borderlands.
Yeah.
Which all three of us are playing.
That's why I don't want to start WoW 2 I'm really enjoying this game. And, you know, when you have these kind of games come together, it's hard to split your time up, especially if you want to, because WoW, you just keep one more thing. And Dragon Age is one of those things. It's just one. Yep. And they've got all these small little quick quests.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's one more quest. Here's one more area to discover. I see one more little exclamation point over there.
Yep.
I just don't have time for both. So that's why I'm holding off a WoW for a while. And, you know, I need to take a sick day where I'm not actually sick and I play games, you know?
Wait, aren't you like your own boss?
Yes.
You should call in to yourself.
Exactly.
You're like, I need to do that. Oh, Kim, I'm so sick. Oh, it's okay. I totally understand, Kim. I totally understand.
So I love the storyline is this takes place after the events of Dragon Age 2, where, and what's very cool is when you first start the game, did you do the keep, Kim? Did you do the Dragon Age keep where it imported your previous games?
No.
Game choices. But if you didn't do that, you got the chance to pick how you wanted your world to be.
Right.
Is Alistair King? Did you kill this person? Did you save this person? How did you resolve this situation?
I didn't get any of that.
Oh, yeah. When I first launched the game, it said, hey, Dragon Age Keep, do you want to import? And it actually imported all of my choices from Dragon Age Origins and Dragon Age 2. So it knew exactly the choices I made and then set my world that way, imported it, saying, you know,
but
this is how my world
could be. But it didn't ask me all those questions.
Oh, interesting.
Hmm. Yeah. I just skipped that completely.
Oh,
because
if you skip it, they set it to like a default of.
Okay.
You know,
well, then that's so like on Mass Effect when they did that. Mm-hmm. And probably, I mean, I didn't do it that way because I had a different computer then. So I don't have any saved data on here. So I was like,
that is something you can do. Maybe you didn't like how you played the original time. You can go to Dragon Age Keep right now, even though you've already started the game. You can go look at they call it a tapestry. You can look at the tapestry and change the choices. You know, maybe Alistair isn't king. If you pissed him off in the first game, he just completely leaves and he becomes a bum in Dragon Age 2.
I think that's what I did.
Right? Like you can make all these choices and then import it into your game and set that as your world. The major storyline of Inquisition is, after Dragon Age 2, the Chantry has been fairly decimated, and the mages are now loose, and they have declared war against the Templars. So you have mages and Templars fighting across the countryside. The Templars are trying to capture the mages, put them back in the circle. The mages are obviously resisting this. But at the same time, these huge rifts have opened up into the Fade being where all the demons live. And now these demons are coming through. So you have the mages fighting, the Templars fighting, and the rifts happening. And your particular character has a very mysterious start where there is a huge explosion where a meeting with the Chantry heads of state were gathered, and they're all dead, but you survived. And when you come out, you have a mark on your hand that is has the ability to close these rifts. So first you're met with suspicion that you are the cause of, they call her the Divine, similar to a Pope.
Yeah.
So she's dead. They just keep calling her the Divine. The, you think, they think you killed her because you're the only one to survive. And so first you're met with a great deal of suspicion, but you're seen as a tool, essentially, to close the rifts. But like in the first game, you were the Warden. Dragon Age 2, you were Hawk, the champion of Kirkwall. And now you are the Herald of Andraste. That's what your character's name is. So it's I'm fascinated by this story because, you know, every side thinks they're right.
Right.
It just it really, really depends on how you choose. Like you'll make a choice and it pops up and say, Varric is slightly pleased by what you did by your choice. And I'm like, ooh, slightly pleased. Okay.
Is that like just a little thing in the corner, kind of like what's happening with the Telltale games?
It appears on the left.
I'm so interested when that stuff happens in games. And I'm like, oh crap, what did I do? What did I do?
Exactly. And you want to know if it's actually going to affect anything in the future. You know, I mean,
The idea is that you build up your friendship points to the point where they either trust you or you can romance them.
True.
Boinging people is totally on the menu again.
Bow chicka bow wow.
That's right.
Yeah, and you get to that point that you're like, damn, I got to choose who I've got to commit to somebody, damn it. Shoot, don't want to do that.
Kim, I totally thought of you for this person. So one of the four characters that you start with, so there's two are from their repeat characters. There's Leliana, the weird sister spy master chick who I've never been comfortable around. Varric from Dragon Age 2. Cassandra, the Templar. And Solas, right? The mage, the elf mage. With the no hair. But do you know who voices him? Who voices Solas? Because I was very intrigued by his voice, so I had to look up who the actor is.
Oh.
It's the same actor who plays Ianto Jones in Torchwood.
Oh.
Yes. So I was like, because he sounded very similar to Anders from Dragon Age 2. And I was like, they couldn't possibly bring that voice actor back for another
major character. Anders was my boyfriend.
Who I killed.
You killed my boyfriend.
I totally did. And so that's who it is. It's Ianto Jones. Who plays Solas. Cool. And he's a potential, romance. And you can romance everybody except Varric with his big chest of hair. Didn't his chest get bigger?
It did. He looked a lot bigger, and I'm like, what's going on?
His shirt's open more, his hair's everywhere. I'm like, is this a new style for you?
Man, he's been working out there.
So we have a couple people in the chat room that are discussing Dragon Age. So we have Lux Bane, who's really enjoying Dragon Age Inquisition as well. But we have Telecosa saying, is the second Dragon Age worth playing? I love the second one. But I think Lux Bane has a good point saying that the maps are reused quite a bit for every event. So I didn't really notice it. I don't know. The story pulled me through on that one.
Yeah. I was into it for the story.
Yeah, totally. So I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. And I'm having fun, or I had fun with the quests then and now. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I don't really see the maps, but it's so pretty too. I mean, they really stepped up the graphics on this.
God,
and I think it looks great.
And they also did something not too dissimilar from the Garrison in this game. So it's called the War Room.
Oh, yeah.
And when you go to the War Room, you see this map that has quests available, and they have a cost to them. And then you assign people that are part of your team to go do these quests. You know, is it a spy mission? Is it, a full frontal assault mission? Is it a gathering information kind of mission? And then you send them off, and they do their thing. If they succeed, points to you. If they fail,
yeah.
So, yeah. So they've done the same thing where There's a war room. And then you collect these artifacts when you're going out amongst the landscape, and you get to uncover what they mean. Like, so much to do in this game. Holy cow.
Well, I'm definitely adding it to my Christmas wish list.
Yes.
And keeping an eye on Steam. Because there's a Steam sale.
Is Origin.
Wait a minute. Is Steam sale? Oh, that's right. Damn it. Damn you, Origin.
Oh, and I hate Origin.
I know.
Oh, I hate Origin. And you play.
Yes. Oh, it's a debate which one's worse, seriously,
yes,
for me.
Yes. And so I've got Assassin's Creed Liberation. I haven't played it yet, but I got it for free. So I was like, okay, I'm going to put it on here. And then you play is just, but I did play Far Cry. But we'll talk about that next time because we got a lot to talk about. Yeah. But I have played Far Cry with Far Cry 4.
Yeah, Far Cry 4.
So awesome.
Is it?
Yes. And I did not like Far Cry 3.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
Well, good.
So
good.
Next time we'll talk about that.
Yeah. So before we start recording, Kim was telling us that she has the Everything is Awesome song stuck in her head. Right? She just had a chance to watch the Lego movie. And a while back, I think Lego movie, because there's a Lego movie video game. And it's, you know, standard Lego video game. And because I've been looking for games to play with my son Mateo, who's now 3. We picked up a Wii U and he started playing Mario. We started playing Mario Kart 8. Mm-hmm. It's so adorable watching him play that, because all he does is go in circles. He only knows.
Nice.
Like, he's working it out, you know, work it out, buddy. But we started playing Lego, the Lego movie video game, and it's just like, it's the movie in video game format. So they do a bunch of the scenes from it's all formatted from the movie into the video game. So it's adorable. So if you really, really enjoyed that movie.
And that's on Wii U?
Lego, I don't know if the Lego movie. We picked it up on Steam.
Steam.
I was just saying, over the Thanksgiving, we had 4 days to entertain the boy. So I'm like, pulling it. We can play Lego Movie. I've been holding that for a while. I'm like, buddy, you want to play a game? Yeah, let's play a game. So we sat there for, we got to the point where Emmett wakes up and starts exploring the city. And he goes, and you go to the construction site and you're working as Emmett and you're doing different things. And then he goes, okay, done Lego. But I'm not done. I want to play.
Right. He's like, no, Mom, everything is awesome.
Everything is awesome. It's adorable. So yeah, so I have a feeling over the holidays we'll be playing more Lego Movie and more Wii U. So it's fun. But we have one game that all three of us have been playing. All three of us.
Yes,
I'm surprised, because Kim, have you noticed how many of our friends have this game? Usually I have like rows and rows. There's only like 5 of us playing this game right now.
I looked at that and I was like, what's going on here? There's like nobody playing this. In fact, Steph, when I first got on here, you weren't on here. And I was like, why isn't it? Well, because like right now I only have 3 friends showing.
Yeah,
and I don't even see you on here. So
I never see Stephanie on my list.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely. Yeah.
Well, okay. So it was weird because I saw her playing on it, but I haven't seen her.
Update that I've.
Oh, there you are. Yeah, I have 5 friends who are playing this.
Yeah,
game,
I'm like, what is wrong? It's a crying shame, is what it is.
Oh my god.
The only thing I can think of is they're doing what we said, which is wait until all the episodes are out.
Yeah,
and then they'll play it all together. But no, don't play it right now. Because it's awesome.
It's so awesome and fun. So awesome. And so you're playing mainly. You're playing as Reese in the first 2 chapters. So I'm on chapter 3 right now. Kim, you're on chapter 1 or 2?
So what is the chapters? Cause I'm not,
you'll know when you're done with the end, it'll say you'll get an achievement. I think you're on chapter 1.
Okay. So I haven't, they're still explaining their story right now.
Oh, yeah. Cause
they're doing,
I finished it.
Oh, you're done. Of course you did.
So, of course I did.
So I'm only to the point where
I think there's 6 chapters, I want to say.
Yeah, are there 6 chapters? Yeah, I think you're right. There are 6 chapters. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm only to the part where they're about to race the motorcycles.
Oh, okay.
That's the part I'm on right now.
Race that was so good. Oh, my God. This was nice and long, too.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
So you're playing the first two chapters as Reese, because he's telling his story to a bandit that's dragging him through the desert. And then you're getting the backstory of, and Reese is expecting a promotion, and somehow Patrick Warburton. he's
a great bad guy.
He's voice acting Varys. Is it Varys?
Vasquez.
So he somehow takes over the position and demotes Reese to vice president of janitorial services or something like that.
And I did kick the trash can too.
Did you? I didn't kick it.
Because then a voice comes over there and says, Reese, please report to the hall to clean up the trash because you are now the janitor. Yeah. It actually says that. See, intercom. Nice.
So you're playing through as Reese, and then you get to chapter 3, and then you meet, what's her name?
Fiona.
Fiona. I like that name. You meet Fiona because she's also tied up where this bandit is dragging Reese, and he wants her to tell her story. So she starts telling her story and her backstory. And I really enjoyed the fight mechanic. I didn't know how it was going to work, mm-hmm. but I'm really enjoying how you fight bandits, and you're kind of a wimp, so you uh-huh. You don't have a lot of abilities. Unlike, in the actual Borderlands games, where you have guns aplentiful, this is more strategy, right? So I'm loving this, and I hate that I'm playing the first chapter now, because it's probably going to take a few months for the next one to come out.
I know. And I was really apprehensive about playing this. I'm like, okay, I'm going to log in because I know I'll probably love it, but I'm really scared because I loved Wolf Among Us so much that I'm like, this is just not going to, it's not going to be on the same level.
It is.
But then I got in and it's totally different. Just like Wolf Among Us was different than Walking Dead. Mm-hmm. This is different than Wolf Among Us, mm-hmm. which is so nice. This is its own game. And okay, it's from Telltale, but it's its own game. It has its own feel to it, which is different from the previous two. It has its own style.
Right.
Everything about it. And there's a lot of new little mechanics that they use mm-hmm. The eye thing is really is cool. Mm-hmm. So
you're going to also, Chris Hardnick, he voices your little nerdy friend, I guess.
Yes.
Yes, the accountant.
Vaughn, the accountant.
Troy Baker is Reese.
Is that Troy Baker?
That is Troy Baker, yes.
Ah. Yeah, the voice acting is really good.
Yeah, it's great.
And Nolan North is August.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Big names, yep.
Wow. And that makes a difference because I guess when you have great voice acting, mm-hmm. it's not you it's something that you're like, this is really good. But it doesn't stand out to you that, oh my God. But when it's bad voice acting,
you notice it
really detracts from the game.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So, the cell shading is what is just, it fits. Don't you feel like you've just picked up and just gone deeper into Pandora?
Yes,
like
absolutely.
I'm able to peel back a layer of Pandora and mm-hmm. dig into that world a little bit more than I was able to in the the shooter games.
Right.
So.
Well, when he called down, what was the big robot that came down? The loader guy.
The loader, yes.
Yeah. I'll name my firstborn.
He's your friend. And I can't go back into Borderlands and shoot him. I know. Shooting him in Borderlands.
Exactly. I know who the voice is now. I know the consciousness that's inside the loader bots.
Right.
And he's a nice guy and he's just there to protect you. And mm-hmm. now I have to kill him. That's not right.
Well, and then if you've played any of the DLC from Borderlands 2, was it the first DLC that took you to Oasis? Where you met Shade.
Oh, yes, Shade.
Okay, so
Shade. That was in Borderlands, right?
No, that was
Borderlands. No, that was 2.
That was Borderlands 2.
That was the Scarlet Booty.
The Scarlet Booty.
You know what? You know who I thought he was at first, in the first Borderlands when you go mm-hmm. right outside the gates and you meet the guy in the house? That's who I thought he was, but now no, okay, no, no. Shade yeah, from no. Heather.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I got it. Yeah.
So much fear and loathing in Las Vegas influence on that character. Yes. total influence on that. It's wonderful. And I'm
so much humor in this.
I'm really kind of trying to stretch it out. So I'm just playing like a little bit at a time.
Well, and that's what I've been doing. I've been playing a little bit at work. I've been playing a little bit at home. And it's just kind of nice to be immersed in that world again. I really love it. And it is like seeing behind the scenes because, you know, you're seeing how Hyperion works.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And, you know, you're seeing how the other side lives and how they hate Hyperion and why they hate him. And it's so awesome.
Doesn't Rhys remind you of Handsome Jack?
Yes,
totally.
He does well, because
but not as dirtbaggy.
Yeah, well, you know,
but they're all trying to emulate him.
But let's be fair, Handsome Jack wasn't always a dirtbag. I really liked him in the pre-sequel. I was like,
oh, absolutely,
he's my friend.
I was so pissed at the person. I will not spoil this. The person who betrayed him. I was so pissed at them. Like, yeah.
Like, don't. Don't make him a douchebag. No.
Yeah. Don't do this.
But what they said in the beginning is everyone tried to emulate Handsome Jack because that everyone wanted to be him. Yeah. So he kind of, you know, took on that kind of persona. I mean, he looks a little bit like him too, so that helps. But he really wants to be him. Yeah. So it's Zero.
Zero was so good.
You know, I picked up the Zero jacket from Gearbox.
Yeah.
I love that it's wintertime because I can wear it now.
So did you, when Zero popped up when they were down below and there was the choices that, and I told him, wow, you're so cool. And he gave me the little heart symbol, the three and the crocodile, the less than or more than symbol. And I was like, Zero, I love you. That was so cool.
You're further along. You're in like chapter 3 then.
Oh, she's probably in 4.
Yeah.
Farther. Yeah.
I was going to say.
I'm getting to the motorcycle races, that's what I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
I just started, or, you know, I got inside and I'm handling what's his name and, you know, telling him everything's going to be okay and, you know, making friends with everybody. So,
yeah, it's worth it, guys. Definitely a buy for me. And
it's very
maybe people are just waiting until it goes on sale. I don't know, but it's awesome.
All the pieces are out.
Like, yeah. I don't know.
So Game of Thrones was just released, right?
Yeah. Well, the trailer. Yeah,
and you can pre-order it.
Yeah, I really don't have any desire to play that right now. There's nothing about it.
I do.
I put that in the news that I'm sure the story will be very good, but the animation is really kind of off for me.
Yeah. Are you getting some Uncanny Valley going on with it?
I think they're using the same engine, right? The Telltale engine that has been used to make The Walking Dead and The Wolf Among Us and obviously now The Borderlands. And it doesn't seem to fit with this storytelling style because they've blurred it and made it so smooth to try and make it like traditional animation that it just doesn't look good to me.
I don't know.
It kind of takes me out of the experience because they're trying so hard to make these look like
the actual actors.
People
yeah.
that it freaks me out a little because I'm like, oh, you kind of, ooh.
Something's off.
Yeah. Well,
that's what that Uncanny Valley is. When something looks almost human and it just, it's not perfect, but yet it's not completely character either, right?
Yeah.
And there's like, it's like weird. That like with the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie, there's too many like human, like the teeth and the nostrils. And I'm like,
this is also their first attempt to actually make someone we know.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
So they're actually making Peter Dinklage look like this Peter Dinklage.
Yeah.
And when they're off a little, then it's really obvious.
Yeah.
And you kind of focus on that. You're like, I'm still
excited.
I would have liked it better if they were just not those characters. If they would have just given us completely new characters and said, you know, here we go.
But then people would be complaining that, oh, they should have, you know, they should have done the actors to do the draw. Just like within this Borderlands game. If they wouldn't bring Zero in, we would be upset. Right, but
they draw Zero because he's not a real person.
He well, and it fits piece. It fits perfectly in there because it's a cell shading,
right?
You know, that's what they did. So, but I don't know. It hasn't drawn me in. I'll play it. Yeah. You know, of course, I'll play,
the hell out of it.
But I don't know if I'm excited about playing it.
Yeah, and, I'm not pre-ordering it or anything like that. Maybe I'll.
But tell some Borderlands if you like Borderlands. At oh my God. All so you've got good. To play this game.
Yeah.
You
it's, have. Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah. All it's right. Very, very funny. And yeah, the story is very good.
Yeah.
You get a lot for your money.
Let's move over to some iPhone games. We have a game called Tengami. Did I get that right? Tengami.
Tengami.
Oh, I thought I had it right. So you're playing this, Steph?
Yes. So this was actually recommended to me while I was on the Thanksgiving break by my sister. So she's. We're playing Monument Valley as well, so this was a natural progression. So this is a puzzle game, but the style of it is like a big pop-up book, right?
Oh, yeah.
And it's all papercraft in with Japanese characters and Japanese figures, and it's telling the story of this warrior, and as he makes his way through the book, if you will. It's very, very cool because you'll take your finger and slide it just like a pop-up book, and a piece will pop up, like trees will pop up or stairs will pop up, and then you have to figure out the puzzle. You know, like there's one where every time you move towards the stairs, they disappear. And so you're like, oh crud, how do I get that? And then, you know, maybe you'll move off screen to solve the puzzle and then come back. So it's very soothing, and it's obviously not a time crunch or anything like that. It's just solving these puzzles on this beautiful background of a pop-up book.
Cool.
Wow, it's $5.99 though. It's expensive.
Yes. So it is. It was $4.99 when I.
Oh, $4.99. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's $4.99. Yeah, it is not cheap.
Penny.
So just add it to App Shopper. I know. Wait till it goes on sale.
Yeah, I say that all the time, but $5.99 is not that much to pay. I mean, that's how much you pay for a Steam sale game.
Right? Exactly.
Wow.
Can you believe Tomb Raider is $3.99?
What?
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, that's just like Dishonored. And I see those games on Steam and I already own them. And I'm like, I want to buy it just because it's such a good price.
Oh, that's amazing.
I want to buy it again.
is the sale still going on for Steam?
Yes.
It's their autumn sale, right? Even though.
Yeah.
They should be winding down today.
I was going to say, what about the winter sale? Is that usually.
That'll be over Christmas.
Okay. Over Christmas.
All right. We have a little bit of internet news. We've talked about Broken Age on the show. It turns out the way that they were delivering that game, you had part one and then you had part two. Well, we've been waiting a while for part two, and apparently it's delayed until early next year. Act two is currently in alpha, and it was a Kickstarter game, and I really enjoyed the first act. And I think I'm gonna have to play it again just to catch myself up with what happened. I'm glad to see that it is in alpha. Cause I've seen people going, oh, they're never going to finish this game and whining and whatever it's the internet. What do you expect? But yeah, so
exactly.
So yeah, don't worry. It's coming. So
I
didn't doubt that it wasn't going to be. So they've already, can't just release half of a game. I guess they could, but I can't imagine they would.
Yeah, so apparently they had only released this information to the actual backers. So then they finally went to the forums and posted the same thing so that people who weren't backers would know the update too.
Stop speculating.
Exactly, because that was seriously their problem, right? Was the people who weren't backers weren't in the know.
Right.
And they're the ones that are grumbling, saying, dude, what's up?
Yeah,
what's going on? We backed you in what, 2012? It's now 2014, almost 2015.
15, yeah.
Was it 2012?
It was 2012.
Yeah. But I'm waiting. I'm not complaining. I have way too many games to play right now. I'm glad it's not out.
Exactly. I'm not in any hurry.
Take your time. Yeah. Take your time. We have a few emails. We have one from Leanne, Alex, and Willow. They say, hey, so... Hello, my name is Leanne, and my friend and a friend of mine, Alan. He says hi. He's a big fan. Introduced me to you guys,
hi, Alan.
And thinks that you might like to check out a game I recently released on iOS called Super Glyph Quest. Super Glyph Quest is a match 3 inspired puzzle RPG with added layers of tactical play and some super cute monsters. Match-like element glyphs can cast spells, defeat foes. You start out by being able to match 2 or 3 glyphs, and as you level up, you can match 4, 5, or 6 glyphs together and start mixing up your magic within a Magicka-inspired combo spell. So, and either of you had a chance to download this game?
I have.
Oh, you did?
Played it.
Oh, cool.
I have, and I really enjoy it. Of course, it's a match 3, but it does have super cute little like spells. So one of the spells, you summon a little tiny boar that just runs into the person, and then you summon wolves, and you've got some other cool spells. You got water, air, earth. You know, it's all based off of elements like that. And then you can upgrade your armor, you can upgrade your spells, you can upgrade different things, and you go on little quests. And I really like the artwork. It's really kind of a nice artwork type. It kind of reminds me of Fat Princess a little bit, but not so pink.
Right.
And so it's really cute, and I'm really enjoying it. And it's, I mean, I think it's awesome that she created this, especially when she was pregnant.
Yes.
You know?
she was 5 months when she decided to take the leap, and
both were out of work.
Yeah, out of work. So we figured, why not do the only logical thing? Make our own game and release it and pray.
Well, yeah. Sure. No, I would
do. That's awesome. Leanne, you need to listen to Nerd Parents. So that's awesome. I would download it right now. Yeah, I would download it right now, but I do a family share with my husband, and I don't have his passcode, so I need to get a passcode. Because it's $2.99, right? $2.99.
It's $2.99, yeah. And we have some codes for it.
Oh, do we?
In the email, yeah.
Okay.
So you guys can just get the code.
Oh, no. I'm going to support her. She has a child. I'm going to send her.
Yeah, I actually bought it. I didn't use my code. So maybe we can give the codes away.
Yeah. We do have a couple people in the chat room. So if you'd like to try out this iOS game, let us know, and we'll send you a code.
Yeah. So it's really cute. And I'm still playing Fat Princess. I'm still playing RPG Quiz.
Oh, my goodness.
Still playing both of those. And Stephanie, you like save my butt all the time.
Did you do the Wizard Echo? So they do like events inspired by different things, and they just did one inspired by the Wizard of Oz. Did you do that one? The Wizard of Gears?
Yes.
Did you get to the last dude? He was so tough. Oh my God.
No, I did not. I did not get that far. Because I'm only level 40. So
I'm only like 46 or so, but
I'm only like 0.
I haven't
played it yet. I know. I have it on my phone. I just haven't had a chance to play it.
It's a cute game. I really like it.
So hard to level up my main girl, the girl that you pick. Because she's so badass. I love her. Love her to pieces. And she has that cool ability to stop their turns for two turns. Oh, that saves me all the time.
Oh, yeah. Well, I like the one where I have one girl or one guy who does massive thunder damage. And then I have one guy that turns all of the questions yellow and red.
Color.
Yes. And that guy saves me, too. So those are my two big ones that I'm getting them, evolving them. And it's just there's so much to do in this game. So much to do in this game.
All right.
That was a quiz RPG, our little weekly plug.
Yeah, every week they talk about it.
This is the Simpsons of RPGs.
That's right.
All right, Kim, you want to read the next email from Blue Crucial?
Yep. Hey, ladies. You gals missed the most exciting part about the Overwatch anticipation in the most recent episode. Who are the three mysterious characters to the left of the original lineup? Dun, dun, dun. I think the cowboy looks awesome.
Yeah, he does.
Hopefully these characters make it to the release, or maybe it will look like it will be like Borderlands Mechromancer and show up later on. Girl gamers kick butt. Blue Crucial.
You know what? I'm looking at that and he's right. I don't know. I missed him. One looks like the character for Zero. He looks like Zero, doesn't he? And then we got a, robotic, futuristic, Marston from Red Dead Redemption,
right? Although he kind of has that wolfy look to him, the, with the side chops.
Yeah, yeah, it kind of looks like Wolverine. What's his name?
Wolverine?
No, the guy from Wolf Among Us.
Oh, yeah. Bigby. Yeah,
Bigby. He looks like Bigby. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, so those somebody was talking about that at BlizzCon, and I can't remember who it was, that those three characters are coming later.
Yeah. Right. I think the consensus was that they're just not finished yet. Like, they're going to be, but they're not finished yet. Mm-hmm. So,
cool. Wow, I'm excited about that game.
And the big dude looks like he looks chemical-based, right? He's wearing a gas mask. He's got, like, tanks on his shoulders. He looks like he'll probably put down poison or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's got to be a tank.
Like a Bane character.
Yeah.
So, I was scrolling through my Twitter account, and I think the Gnomes and Goblins expansion to Hearthstone is coming out on the 8th. I remember seeing on the 8th.
Nice.
So I think they're doing some balancing for it, and I think it's almost ready. So probably by the next time we speak, that will be out. So I'm excited.
Are people playing it in beta?
I think so. Yeah, I believe I'm. Of course, I just missed. I scrolled through and I'll take a look and update the show notes on anything that I find on it. But yeah, for whatever reason, December 8th is sticking in my head. All right. Well, I think that does it for our show. Big thanks to Doghouse Systems for sponsoring this episode. Of course, if you use the code LADIES at checkout, you'll get double the memory on your order. And are you guys still doing the sale right now?
Yeah, holiday still on. So actually, go check it out on the website. And it's actually going on for another week.
Okay, so you don't even need to use LADIES. You're just going to get it. You're just going
to right now. Yeah, you get cool stuff.
Yeah.
Now. yeah, until next week, you can still order the holiday specials, and you get free shipping and lots of free cool stuff and a free cool new t-shirt by Scott Johnson.
And are you still giving away the game Far Cry 4 too?
Yep. You get a choice of Far Cry 4, Assassin's Creed, Liberation, or there's some racing game. Whatever the race.
Some racing game.
Yeah, sure. Racing game. I don't care.
And of course, if you head on over to /loot.com, you can check out all the cool t-shirts over there, including the Lazy Elite t-shirts. So if you are in the market for awesome shirt, that's where you go. You can find
everything
us.
Everything is awesome.
Everything is awesome. you can also find all of us on Twitter. You can find me at Nicole Spag. You can find Kim as Just Kim Molly. And you can find Stephanie as XIAXIAN1. And of course, the Ladies of Elite has a Twitter account at Ladies of Elite. And if you want to check out these show notes, go to ladieselite.com. Also, we are over on Geek Girl Authority. So geekgirlauthority.com. Our friend Audrey runs that site. And wow, does she put a lot of content out. That's how I've been keeping up with a lot of the cool nerdy stuff coming out. I'm like, amazing stuff. That's a really, really cool website. So yeah, geekgirlauthority.com. And if you want to send us an email, if you have a game recommendation or just want to chat, you know, ladieselite@gmail.com. So that, I think, does it for our show. Anything you ladies want to talk about before we go? Pimp, whatever.
Ralph gave me crabs in Maryland because I never had crab cakes before. So hey, Ralph, thanks for giving me crab cakes.
Ralph, when I was sick,
cakes
Ralph
is the key word to that one.
Yes, cakes.
All right, so thanks so much for hanging out with us, and we'll talk with you, I believe, next week. Yeah, I think we'll have another show next week. Yeah.
So this last clip is actually
so
not...
You don't forget.
No, no, I'm ready to hit the play button.
She's hovering. So it is actually the entire theme to Dragon Age Inquisition.
Oh.
So I encourage you to play this while you're playing some other game. Like WoW, for example, it is fantastic to listen to this while you're playing. But this is in entirety, so it is a little long.
Okay.
But please enjoy.
There we go. Here we go. All right. Talk to you guys soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. music.
Yeah.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.